5156.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to New Homeschool Episode 9, the follow-up of Crystal Diamond Children and Crystal Healing. I'm getting some feedback here.
We are too. Feedback, Bob. Everybody has to mute. Unless you're on. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Okay. Is that better? Are we still getting feedback here? I think everyone can hear me. So, again, welcome to New Homeschool Episode 9. It's the follow-up about Crystal Diamond Children and Crystal Healing with Miss Haley Storrs. Miss Haley created and maintains the Facebook group Crystal Children and Crystal Healing. Being a crystal child herself and seeing the same qualities with her son, she has created this group to connect with other like-minded individuals who see that children are the future and that us adults supporting the children is important for not only the kids' survival but that of the earth. All of us have been children at some point, and most of us haven't had the support, nor did our parents have the knowledge to help us enhance our abilities or gifts to better survive here. We all have certain qualities we can enhance or ideas, attitudes, or restrictions that we can rid of to better understand the whole of life. It is real to say that some beings coming in are more advanced than others, to perceive more and be leaders to guide others. These children have a knowing or a sixth sense and have the ability to bring a bigger view to this world. It is real over our many existences here on Earth and other dimensions that our choices have brought you to this point to wake up all the way. At the end of the day, it is always your choice, but without knowledge, real guidance, or real education, we lack the recognition as parents to provide our children a broader platform to allow for their abilities to grow. Instead of being stifled with all of the belief systems here that eventually lead to nowhere, except back here again, forgetting you ever came in the first place. We wonderful worldwide educators really do have the cure for all. We share the new song with everyone so that they, too, can support their children realistically and get past the fabricated illusion here. As new parents, we refer to the real side life is as a real education to better understand the whole of life. And without further ado, we finally have Miss Haley here. We had a bit of a mix-up 2 weeks ago with timing and such, so I'm so glad that you could make it, Miss Haley.
Thank you. I'm so happy to introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. I'm Haley. I'm really excited to be on the program today. What Mary was talking about resonates with me so deeply because now that I'm a crystal adult, I realize how unconventional my childhood was. And what you talk about with new homeschool and how it's so important for parents to be aware of what's going on universally right now, it's really... It makes all the difference. So I was born in 1984, which makes me a little bit early for the crystal child timeline. They start, well, right in the middle, actually. Truthfully, they started to be born right in the 80s. And my parents were very much indigo, my dad especially, and I grew up with them always listening to me and being aware that I didn't want to do certain things or I did want to do certain things and kind of building on my interests. And that was really a time, too, you know, when homeschool was not as well known as it is now. It wasn't as accepted. And so I really admire their trailblazing which is a very indigo trait of theirs. You know, they are not afraid to stand up for what they believe in and kind of pave the way. And, you know, as a child, I didn't want to go to public school. I went to a little private school in Wyoming, out in front of the Tetons, with moose everywhere. There were it was very ecology based. It was very outdoor. It was very kind of wild in nature, and it only went to third grade level. So I loved that school. Really, I really did. And now that I'm older, I went to I remember my parents sending me to a public school after that for fourth grade, and that didn't last but a few days. I was definitely done there. I mean, with the whole schedule and everything. And my folks were really, I was adamant about not going, and they were very cooperative, and they listened to me, and I began homeschooling, and they really built on my interests as a child and allowed for different teachers and, you know, different, just like I said, followed my interests, and I was able to travel with them. And that, as far as my adult life, I believe that coming into my awakening, that was so huge, that they didn't force me to do things I didn't want to do just because they were expected or conventional. I had this background already that they had let me build on, which allowed me to be comfortable to be different, you know? And that's what we have to do for our children today. It's so important to listen to them and to recognize their gifts and not force them to do things that they're not comfortable doing, to be around people that they're not comfortable being around, or to have that 8 or 9 hour study day. That's really not about things that connect, you know, humanity right now.
Yeah, so do you see, Ms. Haley, so you only went to public school for a short period of time, but you did go to the other eco-friendly school. With those schools in mind, and if you have any experience up to today, what is so restricting about the regular education? What did you get to experience that other kids aren't able to in the restrictive environment of a regular schooling system?
Oh, my goodness.
How are you able to enhance on your abilities, and what are they?
Yeah, well, first, you know, I think that the school environment, it definitely restricts your, when, you know, from my experience, it restricted my outdoor time. I wasn't able to be outside as much as I needed or felt I wanted. It restricted my creativity. There were definitely limits put on me creatively and standardized ideas. There were so many just guidelines and rules as far as children go that I remember just sitting in a fourth grade classroom and thinking to myself, this feels a little bit like jail. It really did. I mean, not knowing what even jail was, it felt very just restrictive, and like I had to do what someone else said or wanted all day and try to be I suppose just a little bit isolated. It felt isolating for sure. And I think that today's environment with public schools is so much more than it used to be, so much more, I guess, dangerous or isolating than it used to be even. You know, there's so much access to the internet, and there's so much more access to, like, every child is supposed to have, like, all this screen time every day, and that's very damaging to crystal children, and especially diamond children who come after the crystal children. We're very energetic, and we also have these personalities that need grounding and kind of, like, I guess I'll call it a defragging. We are not as connected to computers or video games or, I suppose, like, the entertainment as much as I think a lot of people are. So I think that with public schools, trying to have a goal of every child having their own device, you know, during school for 9 hours a day, that will literally just calcifies your pineal gland. It really causes, it can break down everything that in your DNA for children that is that will help them grow into the beings that they're born here to be, that they're supposed to be. And, you know, everything from unnatural lighting to the food, everything that's done in public schools right now, mandatory vaccinations, all of that, it's all actually very against what crystal children and these diamond children, what we need for nourishment, spiritually and physically and mentally.
So it will prevent their own intuition. So being able to, you know, feel out certain types of situations, they kind of end up just going with the crowd and wanting to be cool, or sometimes they end up in bad scenarios, you know, drugs. They have no motivation at the end of the day.
Self-medicating, yeah, for depression, anxiety.
And they're especially detrimental to kids who have already a sixth sense that you were aware of and your parents were aware of. Were your parents aware of themselves as you were growing up?
Yeah, I do believe my parents were aware of themselves. My dad, his family has a geology field camp ranch for 67 years now. So my grandparents and my parents, they and my aunts and uncles, you know, they were all into very much into geology on the college level of educating. And they spent a lot of time and the majority of their lives out in nature and up in the mountains. And really, my parents traveled from Canada to Mexico. They were very outdoor people. Their life was very free in that way. I know that when I was, they made connections that have helped me now in my learning who I am. I can trace every connection back to my parents, essentially. My dad had met a really good friend of his who was always, I guess I was maybe 6 or 7, when my dad met a really good friend of his who lived down the street from us. And this was a person who was, his name's Terry, and he was always in our family's life. He was there for everything, kind of like a godfather kind of to me, or to my, you know, just like almost like a godfather, like almost, he just was always there. He had this incredible intuition, and I was able to, I remember there was this one time where I was at his house when I was much older, and I had seen he had crystals in his windows. And my dad had said, you know, don't touch any of those. He's got those set up just a certain way. And my dad didn't really know what they were about, but I was really drawn to them. You know, I had reached my hand out, and he was like, don't touch those. Those are Terry's things. And I know that he feels really special about them, so don't, you know, don't move them. And that was maybe 7 or 8 years ago now. And then I went to... when I had my son, this person, Terry, my dad's great friend who had known forever, showed up at the hospital and was very, just like, I remember him just holding my son. And I almost look back now and you're like, you can see how these people come into your life and how they show up at these really important moments and you don't know it until later. And I remember going through a period of time feeling very, I don't know, out of balance, maybe 3 years ago. And I went and had my chakras balanced by a person who does Reiki treatments. And I remember all of a sudden kind of being interested in crystals. And I realized that I had rocks around me my whole life. I had healing stones around me my whole life from childhood. My parents had placed these things in my life, and I all of a sudden was like, I really miss those, or oh, this is why I have this. I felt this connection all of a sudden. And I remember seeing that image of Terry's window with the crystals all in it, and I saw him sometime later at a grocery store, and I had said, you know, I really want to talk to you about crystals. It was so weird. I was just like, hi, what are you doing? Teach me. And he was like ready for me, actually. It was really neat to find that this person was very ready to teach me, almost like he'd been waiting. And that's what we have to do for our children today when they come to us, or when they're ready to learn, or when they're ready to ask the questions. We have to be ready and open to give them the answers. And he became my first crystal teacher, started teaching me right there. I mean, in the aisle, literally, giving me guidance and following his intuition. And that led to me just having these, massive downloads of information and cleaning up my lifestyle, going through like a natural food detox, energetically cleansing, doing all these things that just bettered my life and me as a soul. And crystal healing resonated with me so deeply. And then I had a very random encounter with this traveling, she was like a traveling gypsy crystal healer, and I never really wondered about what I was. I guess that wasn't really on my mind. But she came up to me, she saw me, and came up to me and just said, you are a crystal child. Your aura is just like, I just have to tell you, is this something you know? And I didn't know at that time about it. And after researching, my whole life made sense, obviously, after that. And crystal healing is so important to me. That's why I started the group, the Facebook group. I wanted something pure. I wanted something that was for crystal children and crystal adults and indigos and everyone who's in the awakened spiritual community. I wanted something that was just a safe place for them to share their experiences and learn from each other. I have some other fabulous mentors who are part of my group. A really wonderful crystal healer. I call her the mother of our group, and her name is Genevieve. She's been practicing crystal healing for really probably as long as my crystal teacher, about 35, maybe 40 years. And these are people with just this huge fountain of knowledge, this depth that can't be, they always have something new for me. That I haven't, if my intuition is guiding me, I'm asking them questions and they're giving me these new answers all the time. And we're able to, I think when we can tap in collectively, we're able to be there for our children who are being born now different. Like they are operating at such a higher vibration that we have to be awake to understand them. Crystal children and diamond children talk later in life, so a lot of their communication is telepathic with their parents. The first thing I think a public education system is going to want to do is say that's a problem. These kids aren't communicating in a way that we can understand. And that's really scary. I think that society is afraid of what they don't know and what they can't control. And that makes crystal children, diamond children, very powerful because they are not very easy to give away their control. And as parents, we have to be able to help them maintain that until they're old enough to fight that battle for themselves. And that's really where I feel like my biggest concerns lie, is in the future our children being not being able to experience like natural food, being able to practice there with crystals. I use crystal healing on my son all the time, and it's so natural to him. It really is. It fits and feels good to him, where I think a lot of medications and things are being overused with children today and adults also. I think we all know that. My parents were very awake. they were with it because everything that every connection I've made has been led back to a connection that they made.
I think one of the most profound things that you're pointing out at the moment is that, we're not just beings on the earth. We're of the earth. The natural way and the phenomenon and the magic that the earth produces is within us. And mm-hmm. in a typical school setting, we are so far away from being able to connect to who we really are if we're ignoring exactly what sustains us and gives us all of our natural food. It gives us life. You know, just the tree, you can sit next to a tree and the tree will heal you.
Yeah.
And these are profound ideas, or maybe not ideas, that might not be the correct word, but these are profound beings, being a crystal child and a diamond child and all of these future children that are coming in. They can either get lost in the mix and their parents can be blind to their gifts, and exactly like you said, get caught up in them not being good enough for, you know, what the standardized system is. Or, you know, with someone like you, you can go around and you can teach parents how to hone in into each individual child's gift. Now, not every child that's coming in or every child that's here is a Kristen or diamond child, but they're all here with, you know, free, open, innocent, pure beings that can see much more than we can because they have no restrictions. And our mm-hmm. goal and our objective is to keep them restrictionless, because the more restrictions that they pick up here, the more that they want to fit in here. And fitting in here is just a very small, minute part of the world. But while we're here, we can make sense of this place and do something wonderful with it. So how do you plan on yourself and guiding your son and helping others grow to see that? Besides here on our show, which is great, I'm so glad you're here to share this with everyone.
I'm also really glad to be here. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. Yeah, it is really important to me to keep our children and ourselves as pure as possible. Purity, I think. And when I say purity, I'm talking about, like, energetic cleansing. Like you said, go sit next to a tree. Absolutely. I mean, we have lost, a lot of people, I think, have lost how healing that can be. And so when I'm talking about purity, I'm talking about, like, energetically cleansing ourselves so that we are able to be in touch with our own intuition. When we can say, oh, man, like, that doesn't really make sense to me, or that doesn't sit well with me, or, hey, that really does sit well with me. I think I am going to do this for my child. They're acting or feeling this one thing. I'm going to go ahead and build on that. You know, as long as we're able to, I think, keep our energy clean and unadulterated by these ideas of the new, like you said, standardized way of thinking, as long as I can continue to be a person who's able to connect with my son and keep myself unaffected by outside influences, I'm going to be able to have my intuition with me. And that's what we all really have to have, is our intuition. We can't let things cloud or block that. Like you talked specifically about children feeling a need to fit in. I think that that's definitely something that a public school system, or that a lot of standardized thinking, is going to put on children, especially for, like, kind of, it forces them to feel a need to go with the crowd. And really, when you become a light in your life, you create light. And you're able to people, and they, because we are of the earth, we're of the universe, they respond to that. And really, instead of being blind and going with the crowd, once you're a light in yourself and you're awake and you're able to control your own thoughts and ideas and manifest your own goals and realities, others actually radiate towards you, and you're able to draw on their energy and they draw on yours, and this becomes like a collective way of thinking and so and living. And that's what we're all here to do. I think that we're all here to kind of guide each other and walk together and be a light that is vibrating in tune with each other, so that we're not following that crowd. And really, you're going to find people from the crowd who then turn and follow you and go with you because it feels right to them being more in nature and living a more pure of intent lifestyle and being raising the vibration of the planet. And that's not just a crystal child, diamond child thing. That's everybody's thing.
Yeah, these are just, they're innate, the crystal, the diamond. It's innate to be like a natural leader. I actually had a real side. So our last conversation, you weren't there, and Kelsey and Henry were there, and I speak of all children as very beneficial. You know, we're all beneficial in our own way, but not if we are becoming standardized and not if we can't see past the illusions here. Like, as parents, we're not able to guide our children any other way. We're just kind of, we're basically throwing them in the prison and asking them to survive. So when you become more aware of the whole life, and one of those ways you can do that is by singing the new sound, which is the new you. And
mm-hmm.
because of that sound, I had a real side about actually Miss Kelsey, and I was shown Miss Kelsey's aura, and she has a very bright purple aura,
oh.
but she was also demonstrating something else to me, and she was doing something else, whether she was putting on like a she was creating something in front of me. And my thoughts on my real side were, wow, she is changed. Like, she's a force to be reckoned with. I mean, I already know how wonderful Miss Kelsey is, but I think because of this conversation before, I was shown more about like an indigo child or a crystal child just for my own references. And what I saw was that they have an innate ability to be odd, if that makes sense. So most kids, they are being standardized, and they just want to fit in. They're not like thinking outside of the box, but for a lot of these children who are crystal or indigo diamond children, they're always being called to nature or to something else, or, you know, they already feel like the oddball out. They already
mm-hmm.
already don't understand most of what's being presented to them, which leads them to be the leaders and to cultivate that light for these other children. And a lot of these times we might not see these children in the standardized school system because they are undecided. You know, we all decide to come into this life, and we all make certain contracts with certain people. So most likely, like
mm-hmm.
your son coming in with you and you coming in with your parents was just for this, for you guys to
Absolutely.
Cultivate and help lead other children and other parents to understand that life isn't this small. It's not about the race. It's not about trying to race to get to something. It's about opening yourself to you yourself and getting past the standardized system and the illusion here, because this is just a very small place in life, and there are real beautiful universes. And it just shows that these children are here to show us that there's more to wake up to.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I completely agree with what you're saying about, I think children want to be pleasing when they're young. And when they look up to us as their parents, we're their first source of, I guess, recognition, but also we have the ability to impression our children so much at such an early age that it's important, I think, for us to be, it's okay with who you are. It's okay that you are different. It's okay that we're a different kind of family. It's okay that, and that's something that is just, I think, needs to be encouraged in youth, is that we just don't, it's okay that you don't have to fit in. You be you, you know, and you talk about that sound and that frequency and how it vibrates, and you were able to see Kelsey's aura. That's so incredible to me. That's something that I work with energies on a different, I guess it's just we all have different gifts, and being able to see energy isn't something that I am gifted with or have done, or been gifted with in the past, and I think that would be so incredible to see someone's aura, and so amazing. I think that using the new sound and being able to see that she was this force to be reckoned with, this powerful being, that we're all powerful in our own way, that it does take cultivating from that young age. And we do need to give our kids the, hey, it doesn't matter what someone else thinks of you. It matters what you think of you. It matters how you feel. You know, you be you, and don't let society influence you, because that's what we're here to actually fight. All of us do have those soul contracts. We do have those things, those reasons that we're here. Lots of those reasons are so that our children come to the right family. They come to us, and we're like diamond children and crystal children have to be born to at least one awakened parent, so that they can have that knowledge and ability from that young age to tap in. And I guess I just use that term kind of loosely, because we're all kind of tapping into something now, aren't we? Like, it's almost like the whole world's waking up. I have so many people around me every day who are just drawn to me and going, hey, like, teach me this or tell me that. Or I'm going up to them going, gosh, let me learn more about you. And, you know, we all have there's two of the moderators in my group actually are wonderful mothers, and they I call it my group, it's our group. Everything here is ours. It's about, I think that's another thing that we can get hung up on, is like yours, mine thing. It's us. We're here together, all of us, and working together in different ways. And so there's two moderators in our group, the Crystal Children and Crystal Healing Group, who these women are incredible. I've known one of them my whole life. She's a childhood friend. And she has gone through several energetic upgrades and changes in the last, I'm going to say, like 3 years. And she's healed herself naturally from many things in different ways. And she has three kids, and they very much are, she knows that her purpose in this awakening process for her is about her children and being there for them, because they need awake parents. And another moderator in the group, Melanie, she's a young mother too, you know, and she's just right there. Everything that we do is for our children, and to teach them that it's okay that you're not talking yet. It's okay that you're drawn to these things. It's okay that you're drawn to crystals. It's okay that you need, you know, you're stirring up in the house and you're pent up. Let's go outside, you know. Let's not, you know, it's okay that you're not as drawn to some things as other kids, or that you're not going to just sit in the car with the cell phone on YouTube or whatever and be quiet. Hey, that's okay. Let's get out. Let's park. Let's go run. You know, what do you want to do? You know, stick your feet in a creek. You know, be kind of wild and intuitive. And that's a big part of, I think, when we put kids in a public school system for 9 hours a day, we entrust their mind to other people. And if we don't know who they are or what they're teaching or learning or where what's best for them, we just kind of give up our power. And that's what you talk about when you're saying, like, a force to be reckoned with, like, when Kelsey has that big aura, why let anything dim our shine or the shine of our children, you know? We want to build that up.
Yeah, how do you – so we as the wonderful aura educators, and with what Dwayne has presented, I mean, it's for everyone, but not everyone is going to take it and run with it, to say. But even if they don't, it's still something that you would learn of, because we all have lived so many lives, and we all have made choices along the way to be here today and be who we are today and have the opportunity to wake up all the way. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we do and what we're assisting people with is definitely the new sound, and anyone can practice that, and with your child too, especially these already with their sixth sense, they would be able to feel that vibration, and they would either have experiences like in the waking state or when they go to sleep at night. And you can ask them, you know, you can ask them about their past lives. You can ask them what they think their future is going to look like, or what they think what's going on in the earth, or what
could be implemented here in the earth, or maybe even things that they see in you, like, you know, their parents themselves, and how, you know, we could cleanse ourselves. Anyways, they could see these at night, and you can ask about, you know, what their real side experiences were, or, you know, what other dimension they lived on before they came here. And, you know, you can start to see the real universes and use your real awareness, because, you know, there's a lot of education that we had been missing for a very long time. And Dwayne has experienced it himself, so he's able to articulate what it is to move from your other bodies, like from this physical body to the mental realm, to the emotional realm, to the casual realm, and to the etheric realm, which is where all of us get our intuition, in which a lot of us aren't using on a regular basis, which is part of the reason why most of us aren't utilizing nature as we should. But then to hone in on your real awareness, because in that aspect, when you hone into your real awareness, you can move into the real universes while you're here right now, which is where all of us have always been looking and searching for. And then with utilizing our conversation with you, Miss Haley, you already have and are utilizing your intuition, and have as a young person, and you're utilizing certain earth powers like these crystals to help with the physical alignments that we have here, so that you can see clearer even in the waking state, and you can utilize yourself on a much higher basis to make decisions that are appropriate for the earth that sustains us and that are self-worthy of yourself. Is that correct?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I think that when you're talking about this kind of using the new sound and being a person who's able to, I think, explore other dimensions and explore your past lives and explore, like, what you are at this time, what you were before, and what will be for you in the future. I think that that's I think that's really incredible. I definitely think of another teacher of mine. Her name was Antonia, actually, and she, Antonia Avonstar, and she is just a person that I met maybe 10 years ago, and she was able to just randomly pull me out of a job that I was working at one day, having a really hard day, and she just pulled me out, and out of the building, actually, I mean, and took me on this deck, and it was just this, like, really beautiful night, and I was really energetically, I don't even know what was going on, I was just struggling. Like, crystal children, before we're awake, you know, we're sensitive to everything, we absorb so much, everyone does, I think, mm-hmm. And she would just, like, put her hands, like, almost around my aura, I don't even know, but she... I just started to cry, and she just was able to, like, sweep and pull this negativity from me, all of it. It left me, it was very quick, too. It just kind of left me feeling like, wow, I don't even know what happened. I don't even know how she was able to do that. And I felt clear-headed all of a sudden, and focused and grounded and better. And I think that this is a person who's very in touch with past lives and... talked to me a lot about those things in the last 10 years, and exploring through the new sound your ability to tap back into that on your own. And, you know, we all come from the stars. We're made up the same thing as the universe, and we're able to, I think if you, just a basic knowledge of quantum physics, you're able to understand multidimensional thinking and living and traveling, and you're able to say, oh, gosh, that makes sense. You know, I do have this knowledge that I need to recover from this past life or ancestor or whatever. And whatever information that you need to pull out of, I don't know, like you talk about the dream state. I think that that's really interesting. You know, it's something that I definitely want to explore more. And I definitely, I definitely want my son and all of our children and all of us to explore more.
Yeah, I think that's why, you know, we get to have this conversation now, because we're already more open. And this is the whole idea to everyone that's listening, is that there is a lot to learn in just this life. There
mm-hmm.
are many ways to physically enhance yourself and protect yourself and clear out yourself. And with that, that's what I wanted to ask, is that so with your crystals and the crystal healings that you use, how do you utilize those to help protect yourself? Because the crystal children, all of us are being tap lines when we're sleeping, and just this world in general with the GMO foods and, you know, the electronics at school and the movies and the music is distorting. I mean, everything is literally poisoned here, down to the thought process, to the political systems, the religious system. It's all heavily poisoned.
For real.
So we, as the real beings of real life that we are, we do need protection here in this physical body, as this is the vehicle we're utilizing so that we can wake up all the way. And besides the new song, which is will help with all recognition and all levels of life, you use crystals for your physical body here to help protect you and your son and your husband, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how do you do that? What are you doing to utilize Earth in its magic to help protect you?
Oh,
and how
my
come
favorite.
Along with it?
Yeah. crystals are really incredible. They take I guess I'm going to say, like, a staple crystal for me in my life is selenite. Selenite is a form of gypsum, and it is just, I walked into my local rock and mineral shop a few years ago, and I just found, like, these huge, they're 18 inches long by 4 inches wide by 2 inches thick, just these huge pillars of selenite. And obviously radiate. They're actually known as the crystal of pure white light. They have such a high vibration, and they're it's a very cleansing crystal. And one thing for me, I don't go anywhere without it. I carry it on me all the time. It's a crown chakra stone, so it keeps me and anyone who's using it connected. You know, your crown chakra and your soul star chakra are able to be opened and in balance when you're using selenite. It's also, our aura collects all sorts of energy as we're out during the day, we're doing our life. We collect energy. We collect there. You know, there's a simple quantum physics tells us there's no nothingness between us. So we come home with attachments. And have you ever left your house in a great mood, and then all of a sudden you are out, you're at the store, you're doing your life, whatever, you come home, you're like, man, I feel sour. Selenite, for me, I just keep it everywhere. I've gridded, you know, my house in it. I wear it, and I also I do selenite sweeps. So you will take this. Selenite is usually comes in the form of, like, a wand. So it can be, like, a longer piece, or you can even use a really small piece. And you just sweep it over your aura, and you just kind of, it cuts off negative energy that's not your own. And that is amazing, that to me, you know, that I have that, that we all have that resource and ability to just, like, cut off this negative energy. And you just, it aligns your chakras again, and you're able to be yourself in your own energy field again. You can feel the feelings that are yours, not someone else's, you know. And I use a lot of black tourmaline. I definitely love black tourmaline. It's a protective and grounding stone. It kind of has the ability to take negative energy and turn it into a more positive energy. I use that a lot. It gives, it also helps protect us from electromagnetic smog, which is really important to me. I'm really sensitive to it. I'm so sensitive to chemicals also, and to any kind of electromagnetic smog. Black tourmaline blocks electromagnetic smog, and I use it for that a lot. It can kind of help me. It can help cleanse that from your body and also from your home. I also use a lot of fluorite. I'm always wearing fluorite and working with fluorite in my house and petrified wood. I'm really connected to petrified wood, which again is a grounding stone. It's very kind of sometimes when I get a little wispy or when we get a little wispy or my son, you know, sometimes a gemstone bath, you know, we forget that people bathed in lakes and creeks and there's all this natural energy and occurring in water. And I'm lucky enough to live in a town that and in a state that doesn't have fluorinated water. And so I don't have a ton of concern with, you know, like a bath, you know, a bath. Normally I would say you would definitely need purification, you know, in your bathroom, in your shower, and also in the water that you drink. But I'm a gemstone bath, you know, you put a piece, you know, if your child or you are feeling a little energetically like you just need some grounding, you need to come back to earth, you need to kind of just like get your roots again, petrified wood in the bath. It's such a cool thing. You know, we just get right back to where we're from, and it can really settle like unnerved children and adults just to put some petrified wood in some good bath water, and you kind of absorb it. The water magnifies the vibrations of whatever crystal you're putting in that water, and your skin absorbs it. So, you know, it's very much like this, it's like soaking in a gem elixir, you know, but that's how we're like, wow, look at this, I can do this. That's how people have been. It's only recently that we have taken ourselves out of nature. You know, that's a natural thing for us that will make us feel good. You have to be careful with certain rocks and minerals. Obviously, not all of them can be tossed in the bath, or you can't use a lot of raw stones. I definitely wouldn't recommend it. It takes some studying on what is and isn't okay to use. But I use a lot of amethyst. I grew up with amethyst in my home, big, like, amethyst cathedrals pieces. And that's also known as the natural healer. It brings geodes, emanate this vibration throughout a room or an area, which is very cleansing and soothing. There's different crystal shapes, you know, for different purposes. You can use... But in my house I have a lot of geodes, and I have that kind of emanate this energy, as well as selenite. And keeping myself, like, and my family, my husband, keeping all of us in alignment, I think, energetically with just those tools. I definitely, like, selenite, fluorite, black tourmaline. You get a little further into some things and you can get into some... more rare and more energy work stones, which come along as they're needed or as you're ready to learn about them and work with them. Like, the right crystals always find us. They really do. Probably with anything, you know, if you're in tune, the resource that you need for help will find you. That's how I feel about a lot of crystals. So many of them still come into my life every day, and I'm just like, wow, I didn't know. I didn't even know about this. I'm so ready for this one, you know?
Yeah, I have selenite. It's one of my favorites. You can put it in the windows. It'll clear out stuff in your house. I have the wand. You can just put it. I put it a lot on. I guess I feel a lot of energy, a lot that needs to be cleared from probably my solar plexus and to ground.
Oh,
so I
sure.
can actually feel my stomach vibrate when I use it there.
That's very cool.
Yeah, selenite's but I also heard with selenite that it's just for you. So if because it clears itself, but it is
self-cleansing. Yep.
Yeah, but once you give it to somebody else, it's or somebody else uses it,
it takes on their energy. So do you know how to clear it from there, or is that even correct?
I have not heard that selenite takes on someone else's energy. That may be a thing. I'm not sure. And, you know, each crystal reacts is different. Every single piece is different. So I know that when, you know, the basic kind of rule and knowledge in crystals is once you, you know, you follow your intuition. Once you have a crystal and you give it to someone, or, you know, you feel like they need it, gift it. That's your intuition, is to gift it. You know, hey, I think you need this, you can have this. And it's good to clear and cleanse energy from crystals when you receive them. I think there's only one piece I haven't felt the need to cleanse that was gifted to me. And that is a very special piece of lapis that I have, lapis lazuli. But I know selenite is self-cleansing. It cleanses an area. It cleanses other stones. But I haven't heard that it can take on the energy of, once it's used on someone else, it can take on that energy. I do know a lot of, but that may be a thing. I do know all other stones, the most other stones will do that. They will take on someone else's energy. So when you're working with them, and it's kind of come, I guess you wouldn't want to touch someone else's stones. You don't want to take on the, or for them to take on your energy. You know, you would want to leave them with, I don't know, like the energy that they have. And if they're gifted to you, it's a good thing to cleanse them. It's a good thing to, when you first receive a crystal or a stone, cleanse it. Cleanse it with selenite, put it in, you know, the full moon, the three-day moon cycle. You can use water. You can, you know, there's like a lot of information out there that people can use in a pinch, or you can plan and you can put all your crystals outside in the yard once, you know, you can do all sorts of things. But, yeah, selenite is a staple for me, clear quartz. I mean, there's lots of different things. I haven't, but, again, I'm going to look into if selenite can take on someone else's energy, or if it is stored in selenite. An easy way to cleanse that, I think, though, if that is a thing, is to smudge it. I think if you can smudge it right away, that's a very good first quick thing to do. It's kind of my first go-to if I'm not in that full moon cycle, and something like selenite is not something that you can get wet. You know, you don't want to get it wet, so you can't use a water cleanse, you know, so you're going to, I would go right to smudging it and putting it in my window for some sun charging.
Yeah.
So that's interesting, though. I'll look into that more.
So I think we have a few callers here. Bob, is there any numbers there that have any questions?
He's looking right now. All right. Who would like to ask a question or say something? Who is on?
Hi, I can share something. This is Kelsey. So this is a fun show. You guys sound very wonderful.
Hi,
thanks for sharing. Hi.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I was just curious. I had sent you the new you, and we haven't been able to hear the whole show, but have you got a chance to listen to it or sing it or share it with anyone yet, and have any of your own experiences with it?
I have, actually. I've listened to it, and I've looked into it, and it's definitely something that's new to me. That's why I'm so glad that I'm connecting with you guys, because sound therapy, you know, sound isn't something that, like, I would naturally be, like, drawn to, I guess, or I guess that I would know if I'm drawn to it, but it's not something that I first had heard about. You guys were the first to bring that to me, and it's very calming and soothing, and yeah, definitely. I do want to learn more. I want to learn more about it.
Mary can send you a PDF book after the show, and you can read a little bit of the Your Dream Visions book, and that'll give you some references to
it's so
while you're
cool
seeing
too,
it.
Like, to get into your dream state and be connected that way, that's something that I think that is really neat that a lot of us are lacking is that connection. I mean, myself also, is that connection to, like you just said, dream state. It kind of gives me chills a little bit. Like there's so much information that can be recovered or that we need to know, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot. I wrote a book about some of my experiences just in the past couple years. So I was listening too. You guys were talking about protection, and some people, when they go into the real side or the dream state, they will continue to sing the new you, or they'll find themselves in certain situations, finding them like reptilians or different spiritual
like
gurus.
Kind of.
Yes, exactly. And so some people, they will sing the new you while they're there, and the taglines will dissolve or the people will totally go away. But some
I'm
people
so
I saw.
Glad you told me that. I did not. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, and the reptilians, a lot of them, when you start to call on Jesus or do the Om or Amen, they actually, a lot of people have had experiences where they're just laughing. They think it's funny. They're eating it all up. But yeah, the new you, you can test it and you can see what happens. It just depends. I haven't really had any experiences where I've needed to sing it to get anyone on the real side to go away that I've been conscious of yet. But it is something that is there. And then with that sound, we become more aware and we can start to use our own awareness. So if that's becoming invisible or just flying away or just confronting them or making a funny joke to get each other or get the other person to possibly see more or go away, this sound really does assist you to become more aware and see beyond creation and the deception and the illusion. So it's wonderful with the natural environment, the sound. So I just wanted to share that. I do have a YouTube channel if you want to watch any other videos. And Mary's kids have some, they have some real side experiences. Like Mary's daughter has been.
You shared a video where you were singing the new sound, and it was incredible. It was beautiful and fascinating. It just felt really high vibe and really good. I remember that. Yeah, I would love to watch your YouTube channel. Like what you just said, there's a lot of times where I've been a little hesitant to, you know, I don't think astral travel is something that's comfortable for me, like, per se. It's not something that I, myself, have been ever, I don't know, we're afraid of what we don't know. Isn't that so true with everyone? We're afraid of what we don't know sometimes. And I think that what you just delivered to me was this message, because it's been on my mind for actually, like, the last year, is, like, my information, dream state, things like that. So you just telling me that just now and being like, hey, like this is a way that if you're ever feeling negative or you're feeling like there's other beings that are you don't want around you, just use that new sound, Haley. Like go to that place, get that information, and all of that stuff just goes away with that sound. That's completely a message for me right now. I feel like kind of cool about it because that's been keeping me from, I think, getting really deep into my dream state. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you can always handle it. And Mary, you can talk with Mary if you have some interesting experiences. We all do. We see these different beings or, you know, some people have attitudes or they're spying on us. But you should talk to Mary about some of the wonderful experiences her daughter has had with just meeting unicorns and these different flower women and things like that.
Wow. I'm fascinated.
Yeah, I would say that as far as like astral travel goes, these are just, you're doing that anyway. Every time you go to sleep, your body
leaves, or your real self leaves your physical body and you just go off. And a lot of us don't even recognize that while we're here in the physical, most of us aren't even occupying the body that we're in, which can keep us a little flighty or extra emotional. We're like hanging out in the emotional realm there or the mental realm, and we're not very grounded, which is, you know, all the certain things that you can use with crystals and just grounding in general, like just taking off your shoes and going outside and feeling the earth or sitting next to the tree or thinking about roots. There's all sorts of wonderful things that we can do here for our physical body. But the new sound is it will help with recognition and becoming more aware of everything that you're already doing, which is astral travel. You are already doing that. On a regular basis. It's just about recognizing that you're doing it and starting to participate in what it is that you are doing here and what you're doing on the real side so that you can get your five bodies in alignment so that you can utilize your real awareness so that you can do what you came here to do, which is to wake all the way up and assist, you know, your son and yourself and everyone else that would be around you. There's a lot of fake light that goes on here, and a lot of tap lining. Like I said, like everything is infected, everything. There really isn't anything that isn't infected here, and it's only going to get worse. So it sounds really nice that, you know, we can get this high vibration and, you know, save the earth. And it is possible. I mean, it's totally possible. If everybody started utilizing their real awareness, we would all do things a lot differently. I mean, the reason why it is the way it is because we don't recognize ourselves. And that's what the new sound will help you do. But your intent and your ability and actually, your own restrictions will prevent you from going so far. So, you know, that's what's so fun about the new sound is that you can start moving past all of these restrictions and the implemented ideas and attitudes that you have had over lifetimes. Like, for example, you know, somebody might have been a priest in their last life. And, you know, they come over to this life and maybe now they're like a yoga guru or something, but they're still participating within these ideas and these very restrictive ways that have nothing to do with the real universes of sound and light, of the real being of light that you are with your real awareness. All of this is just a simulation, basically, until you get annoyed enough to recognize that, you know, there's more. And that's when you start really facing yourself. And you can do that with the new sound. And like I said, that's what I was going to say, that, you know, if everyone did get the real awareness, yeah, we could do wonderful things here on the earth, and we wouldn't agree to so much of everything that's happening because we would be able to see the lies and the deception and the misinformation that's going on here and even the beings who are controlling here. But this place will always be controlled, just like other places and other dimensions in the world of creation. So you can move out of the world of creation, but here's where you have to recognize that for yourself. And one of the first ways to recognize anything is to sing the new sound and start paying attention to your real side visions, where, you know, you'll be able to see yourself astral travel, if that's what you want to call it. But you want to use your real awareness as protection, and the new sound as protection. And then the book.
So
I'll
you
send
would
you
like?
The book.
What do you recommend? Like if someone listening or like myself, if we wanted to start this right away, you just like sing that, and you start to kind of go to sleep, or sing it whenever you feel like your intuition like tells you start to sing the new sound. And is that just like the best place to start?
Yeah. And reading the new book, I mean, so you can sing about 15 minutes before you go to sleep. It's just new you. I tend to listen to Eva Sings with the Birds, or the new sound is presenting the ukulele, and I can send those to you. You can just play them before you go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then during the day, like anytime you're feeling anything, you can just sing the new sound out loud and share it with other people, or you can hum it in your head. I mean, you don't even have to sing it out loud to have the experiences. But the follow through is what's important too, because it takes a little bit to start remembering what's happening on the real side because it is so dense here.
That makes sense.
And it's so polluted here that it takes some time to start recognizing it takes some time just to remember what you were seeing. And then it's going to take some time to really have a bigger view of what's being demonstrated for you. A lot of the times it'll be a bit personal, but the idea is just to sing the new sound and have a notebook or a recording thing on your phone. And then also I'll send you the new books 2 and 6, which will help you expand your knowledge and just, you know,
this
reference
points. This is so
great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is so cool. It is so cool, you guys. It feels really good, you know, and it feels really good when you sing it. The sound feels good, you know. It sounds good. It feels just, it does. It really just does. It's captivating. And it's so cool that you guys are spreading this information and sharing it because it's almost like it's opened up like a whole new realm for me, and it will for so many other people.
Yeah, and it's really important while we have the opportunity to share it,
right.
It is the only thing as of now that's going to do anything for anyone. I mean, there's so much information out there, and like I said, there's so many things you can do with your physical body to help keep it healthy here. And these all of these things are wonderful, and everything in creation you can utilize to survive better here. But there's nothing more better than recognizing who you really are and why you're really here. And that takes some time, but it's definitely possible. And everything is new now, and you can do it right now. So that's what's
cool.
So fun about it.
Very cool.
Does anybody else have anything to share or ask?
Hi, this is Henry. I'm here with Kelsey and Dean Val in Huntington Beach, and I'd just like to say it's been fun listening to you both, and growing up here on the Earth, I wasn't aware of these different indigo children and rainbow children, these things, but I was aware of certain things, people's emotions and thoughts. I could see them, but I for the most part, I kind of ignored it or didn't even pay attention to what was good, that I could see these things and just kind of suppressed it because, you know, the way the world is, it kind of seems a bit crazy because our personal self has become so indoctrinated to be or programmed to be, you know, to get along with this funny world we live in. And so I just when I started seeing the new you, it just like opened up so much for me. I was running down the beach with a dog, and just like seeing the new you was so much fun. And you know, you can learn so much on the real side because things are so much more fluid and less dense than they are here. And by seeing the new you, it really opens things up. And for children, especially, like listening to Mary's kids' experiences, they're so much fun. You know, like. Patrick has experiences with riding with Ribzar Tars, who's one of the real universal guides, and they're riding dolphins and the ocean, and like Kelsey said, Jalen seeing like flower woman and unicorns and these cool things. And you can even meet your own children on the real side and talk with them and learn from them, and they can learn from you on the real side, and you can go on fun adventures, and It's really cool. You just kind of decide your adventure and you kind of see what happens, and it's a lot of fun. So thanks, guys, for the show. It's been fun listening.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
There's also, I just want to say for anyone that's listened this far and the word astral travel was put out there. So if any of that interest you or you want to learn more, understand anything like that, there's a 7-part series. It's on my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel name is Kelsey Lynn Brown, Lynn with an E. And there is a playlist. It's called The Real Wake Up Now, and it's a 7-part series. And number 7 is universal positioning. So within creation, that's where with our other bodies, we either do or we don't these things which are termed as lucid dreaming, astral travel, soul traveling, people do quantum leaping. You know, there's so many different variations in creation that people can do and experience and become aware of and techniques, etc. But the new you, it's a sound song vibration with the all natural environment that was presented from life itself and with Rebazaar to Dwayne. And so we've all tested it, and it's this direct connection that totally goes to the true reality life is this isness that exists. Real universe is beyond creation. So universal positioning, which is a lot simpler, a lot better. It's a recognition, and it's just very, very, very real. So you'll be very appreciative to yourself if you go and listen to that. The whole 7-part series is amazing. But number 7, the wrap up there of that number 7 is universal positioning, and for people to learn about that, because a lot of times when you're popping out of the body or astral traveling, you can get path blind in that way, especially if you're not protected by seeing the new you. So some people will continue to, if they already are conscious of astral traveling or out of body experiences, sometimes they'll continue to do that, but they have the protection and the guidance, the real guidance and real education of the real universal guides of Rebazaar, Yabo Sakabi, Katadaki, Shams, Sabriz. And Mary can send you the pictures of all of these guides if you would like, real guides, if you would like to share them with others, or even just look at them for yourselves, or show them to your son. But
for sure.
Yeah, I just been, yeah, it's really cool. There was something else I was going to say, but it's kind of getting away from me now. But a lot of times people that do the astral projection and they start seeing the new you, the real universal guides, like Gopal Das, I know, has come to some people, and they stop that experience and they start to educate the person on the real side how to become more aware with their real awareness and see how they're actually operating these other bodies, like how they're operating the astral body, the mental, the causal, the etheric. So yeah, it's all your unique experience and your journey. So our favorite part is when you or anyone, and especially the children, anyone seeing the new you, new sound, and then you come back and you share with us the experiences you've had, or you start to share with others, and then they share with you their real experiences, because that's how the world will become more aware or wake up, especially from the children. And like Mary said, recognizing your real awareness and sharing and becoming more aware, because even all of the self-sufficient communities are cleaning up the earth. It's people are still stuck in creation. They're still coming back and reincarnating, even if it's perfect here, which it's not. So, but you want to recognize your real awareness all the way through creation so you can totally get past it and still operate, be in creation, and just become more aware. Be conscious of what you're doing. And there is a difference between consciousness and awareness. And Dwayne the Great Writer has a YouTube channel on that, not a channel, but a video on that's on my channel. Consciousness and awareness, he briefly explains the difference. Consciousness is created and awareness it's this recognition. And he's written multiple titles too that are on wonderfulworldwideeducators.com. And there's a tab titled New Articles. And that website explains how we have the new homeschool, the university, the vessel projects, and giving people a focus on the natural environment, step one, because people are not even recognizing that they're destroying that, much less their real side or dream vision experiences and what's going on with the top lining and the other levels. You know, I can go on and on, but I want to give it to someone else. Thank you.
Wow, thank you so much. I'll definitely be subscribing to your YouTube channel. Definitely.
This is Claudia in Texas. I just wanted to thank you ladies so much for putting on this information. I'm a grandmother, so I'm dealing with the second set of children. And I see now things that I did not know before when I raised my adult children. And even now I find help for how to handle, sticky situations that come up now and then in families. So thank you very much. I appreciate this information and look forward to the next program. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
No, this is Bob. I'd like to add something to all this, and with Sandy. One thing that I have found is when I go out in public and I see a family or a mother with their little kid, like their 2-year-old or 5-year-old kid, and what's really interesting, a lot of people are not aware of this, that a lot of the young kids can remember their past lives and what happened between their past lives. So what I do a lot of times is I'll say, you don't really realize how lucky you are to have a kid, that's young that can tell you what the real side is all about. And so I share that with them, and a lot of the mothers are, wow, I didn't know that. But, when these young kids come up with off-the-wall stuff, you want to make sure you bring it out, okay, son, or, daughter, or whatever, tell me more. Tell me everything you can about that experience you had, and you can learn so much about the real side just from your own kids. So bring that out. That's really a neat thing that you can do to help people.
Very cool. Absolutely. Good point also. I think that, like I had talked about earlier, it's really cool learning this information. And, again, I just thank you guys for having me on. This is really good stuff.
Yeah. Hi, Haley. This is Dean Val. I'm here with Henry and Kelsey. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I remember a long time ago I read the Guardians of the Gemstone Guardians and the Wisdom of the Gemstone Guardians, and it really made an impression on me. And now I'm really working closer with the environment even more, but this book was about this woman who went on the real side and interviewed the guardians of the different gemstones, like quartz,
mm-hmm.
aventurine, emerald, rose quartz. Rose quartz is good because my daughter used that. She had trouble with self-image and stuff, so she wore that.
Sure.
And she got a lot out of that by just having
it
on her presence. And there's ruby and amethyst and fluorite, green tourmaline, pink tourmaline. All these gemstones had guardians, and each of these gemstones had qualities to them. And from that, and what we get now from like some of the seers that I know, like Claudia, who was just on, who talks about the Syrians, they're a race from Syrian
mm-hmm.
star system.
Star
and,
system.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and they talk to their planet, the nature that's on their planet. I mean, they have a relationship with it. And that's we can have the same thing here. And I see you as one of the promoters of that, basically. You're giving us information how we can better connect to crystals and the things around us of nature. And that's very important because we've lost the relationship.
Definitely.
That can be very, very, beneficial for both, not just us, but for nature itself, because nature also wants to become more aware. I mean, nature has potential, the plants, the animals.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're kind of stuck in a way too. They could go further too with their awareness, because the earth is like getting we're getting crunch time here with the earth is actually shrinking by all the poisons we're doing, toxins we're presenting to it. So it can be more expansive too. So I appreciate what you're doing, and thank you for being on and sharing with us today.
So cool. You guys are all so high vibe, and just all this new information you're bringing to me, and to everyone, to everyone listening and everyone in the group. And I again, thank you guys. And I definitely feel the love and light that you guys emanate. So thanks a lot.
I think that might be everyone, or am I mistaken? Does anybody else have anything to contribute or ask?
Hi, this is Tim in Oregon. I just have a question. How do you see these ideas of the powers of the gemstones? Like, where do they come from? This knowledge.
For me, it started with my knowledge of gemstones. It just started with a natural attachment, and then I learned from my teacher, who intuitively, told me a couple of things right away that he knew that I needed just from being in my presence when I approached him at the grocery store, like, hey, teach me, I'm ready. And then I do believe that we get like these downloads and these upgrades, and things just come to us naturally. Like when we're working with crystals, for me, I think for most people in crystal healing and crystal healers and crystal children, they have one of their traits is that they're so drawn to rocks and gems. You know, if you have a child who's playing in the driveway with rocks and they're taking rocks home with them, or they're in the river looking at rocks or wherever they are, you probably have a crystal child on your hands. You're probably dealing with someone who's connected to the planet and they're feeling vibrations from those rocks and minerals. And so it's kind of a, you'll pick up a stone and you'll be like, wow, I really feel drawn to this one. And it's kind of fun sometimes when you have the raw minerals and rocks and gemstones and you're identifying them and learning more about them. And like I said, for me, I grew up with access to a geology field camp ranch. So the geology of the planet, also the geology of rocks. I grew up with very diverse rocks and minerals around me, natural and raw crystals. I also live maybe 25 miles outside of Yellowstone National Park, so I'm in a very diverse area that has a lot of geology, interesting geology. So for me, I think so it was kind of bred into me, but I think that, you know, from a young age, and so children now have this ability to, you almost just kind of know, you pick it up and you're like, oh, what's this? And then a few days later or even a couple hours later, you can research it. If you don't find what you're looking for, it'll come to you. You know, that's what I mean by like those downloads of information. Like you just kind of know. It's almost like an ancient connection. You know how to identify them and your body draws what it needs. And then you have your people come into your life who teach you and people who teach you new things, and there's excellent resources. I'm definitely a fan of, on the group that you'll find that people read different materials. There's different books written by several different people, and I think an easy comprehensive guide to start if you're going to be starting crystal healing is just the Crystal Bible. It's a starter, kind of like a three-part book, a three-series book kind of, and it's just a basic identification and a basic information of, your kind of starter crystals to your more new age, new vibe, higher vibration, new age crystals. I think that the more difficult part is how I started, which is, more of learning and to identify and work with them from the raw side, because it's relatively fun and cool and it's relatively easier now to access your local gemstone shop and talk to someone who is educated and is going to know, you know, oh, this is what you're looking at. You're looking at this, you're looking at that, this is how this is formed, you know, and talk to you a little bit about energies that you need. But yeah, there's a lot of good information out there on how to start or learn about gemstones and crystal healing.
Yeah, thanks. What I was getting at was, where do they get this information?
Oh, sure.
Like you say, yeah.
How does everyone know? Like, where did it start? Basically, it started with the crystals tell the crystal healer. So when a lot of this information about crystal healing was written, you know, it's been a practice for, it's very old. It's very, very old. It's not new. It's just newer. I think it's becoming more accepted recently, but it's a very old practice. And the way that people were originally able to know the, like, what smoky quartz is going to do for you or what citrine does for you, communication with crystals. It just, they told them, and they told others, and they shared what they knew or what they found by meditating and getting into that, like, trance-like state with the crystals and being like, oh, okay, this one does this, this one does that. And it's connecting with your guides and writing that information down and sharing it with others. And that's been done since the beginning of, you know, humans inhabitant in of the planet, of planet Earth.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Great. Wonderful. Again, thank you, Ms. Haley.
Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, this was wonderful. I'm like looking forward to sharing everything with you and keeping connected and just seeing how you're going to assist people throughout their lifetimes here and reminding them of how important nature is. Nature is natural, and we're all naturally
right.
in tune to nature, and we just have gotten so far away from it, and it is an important step to also recognize the whole of life, and why you're here is to continue to connect to what innately heals us and what we're just naturally in tune to. I wanted to say, too, about my daughter and my son and the new song. I'll send you all the pictures of the guides, and I'll send you the book so you can get started, and a few of the songs so that you can listen to them at night with your son. But I never told my son or my daughter, I never showed a picture of Brebazar or the guides. And that was intentionally done on my part because I was just curious of what they would pick up. And
sure, to like not condition them.
Yeah, and just to sing the song. And I mean, I would say the name Brebazar. But one time my son, he said that he saw Brebazar, and I said, oh, yeah, what does he look like? And the picture that, that he has presented himself with for someone to draw, I don't know if it was Eva or the pictures for someone to represent him as here, he is, darker with the dark brown eyes. I don't know if he's Indian or African-American, but either way, he has a darker complexion and he has brown eyes and like a curly hair. And that is how my son described him. So they have a lot to share. And in that sense, it was huge confirmation for me, as well, and also helped me become more aware. And it also gives you like a boost of confidence to hear your kids recognize so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to share that about that.
Very cool.
They definitely do have a lot to teach. And then I just wanted to close it up. There's many excerpts that or blogs that Dwayne writes. They're all over Facebook. You can go to www.wonderfulworldwideeducators.com. You can go to www.newhomeschool.club. And just for everyone out there, new homeschool is for everyone. It's for children and for parents. It's to utilize in all settings. Becoming more aware really makes sense. So that's what we're sharing with everyone. And one of the ways to start off doing that is to utilize the new song, but that's just the beginning. And even in that sense, it's a lot of fun, but their life is infinite and there's always, it's never ending. But it can just be much better than trying to continue on with the drudgery here or continue in the reincarnation karma cycle and be controlled. You can learn to become self-sufficient and remember how to utilize the natural environment and have real survival here that makes sense along the way. So we're always here to share. You can go to thenewhomeschool.club. You can look for Kelsey Lynn Brown on YouTube, on Facebook, on SoundCloud. You can find me on YouTube at Maryu, New You, MarNuyu at YouTube. And also Mary Duffy on Facebook. And Dwayne Hepner, Val, Vitals, Henry Draper, Eric Oak, Sandy Staling. We're all over the place, and we're sharing what makes sense. So, again, Dwayne has a bunch of excerpts, and one of them is, "We Have No Secrets" by Dwayne the Great Writer. We wonderful worldwide educators have no secrets. We share real survival and real guidance and real education for all. How many times have you seen some kind of marketing ploy about a book, as an example, that has advertised something like the secrets of this or that? Be sure to get your copy before they're all sold out. You can look through the internet and find all kinds of secrets to this and secrets to that. Once you know the secret, there's no more secret. With the whole of life, there are no secrets. But you, the real you, must take the time to explore, discover, realize, and most of all, recognize what is more real than anything you have ever experienced before. This then leads to real freedom and real universes from the implied sound-good freedoms from speaking authorities. The controlling corporations use their secret gimmick all the time, and so do the religious and spiritual master, gurus, priests, and other pretty word users to try and entice unaware people into agreeing to their marketing ploy. The invented systems on this earth want you for many more lifetimes as their slaves. We have no agendas and do as do the controlling corporations of Earth. Sing new you, and watch your dream visions and learn to see the so-called secrets of creation and get beyond the controlling corporations and the psychic realms, ancient deity authorities. So that's it. Thanks for coming to New Homeschool. Episode 9, thanks Miss Haley Stewart, and I'm looking forward to continuing connecting, and thanks for everyone for showing up.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.